This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a show we have for you. We have a great show every Wednesday, 10 to 10.30. Why? It is the Wolves Takeover. And once again, I'm joined by the Wolves Fancast, this time Jordan Russell. And Wolves were in action tonight. They weren't just in action tonight. They were in action against West Ham. West Ham coming off that brilliant victory, beating Chelsea at Stamford Bridge for the first time since September 2002. Well, guess what? Molyneux is a different prospect entirely because it is Wolves who have come away with that 2-0 victory. Our man was at the game, so we get to do the Wolves fan show and have live reaction from that. Jordan, you must be very, very happy. That walk home from the stadium, I'm guessing, was a pretty buzzy one.
Yeah, evening, Charlie. Most definitely. Again, you know, run out of soup, you know, out of words, really, for this team. You know, every game we turn up, we're starting to get into our groove. As I said, I think on the last show, we're just starting to pick up on performances. Now, that win tonight's taken us up to fifth in the league. Don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but I still think we've got a few more gears to go. The crowd tonight was very good. The performance was professional. I don't really think West Ham tested us. We didn't really get out of second gear. I was surprised with how comfortable the game and the victory was, especially after the results at the weekend at Stamford Bridge. I thought that you might see a different West Ham, but it seems like the West Ham that's been around for the last 5-6 weeks taking away the result on Saturday.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, Jordan, I enjoy speaking to you so much. I got to speak to you twice this week. You came on the West Ham fan show and they were very, not boisterous, but they were in confident mood. They felt like the Chelsea one really lifted them. They felt like they was going to win, but you said, you know, we're going well here. Let's not forget, Molyneux's a different place and Wolves are on their best unbeaten run in the top flight since 1972.
Yeah, and like I said, with the show last night with the West Ham boys, like I said, they were a little bit boisterous, a bit, they were very confident that they could get something out of the game. But of what I've seen of West Ham over the last few weeks, you know, that they haven't really been, you know, pulling up any trees, put it like that. And how we're playing, we're starting to tick over and turn over. And like I say, our performances are on the up. And although we're now fifth in the league, I think we have still been going slightly under the radar just because of the slowish start we had to the season, to put it politely. Yeah, we're fifth in the Premier League now, 2 points clear of United in sixth, and with Brighton coming up on the weekend again, we're hoping for another positive result to keep that run going.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think, is it 10 games unbeaten now in the Premier League? Just brilliant. We know how quickly the games come, but maybe sort of unlikely scorers tonight. How were their goals? How were their performances? And it's been a theme of the show. We spoke about Cutrone and, you know, how he's taking not a little bit longer to settle in and just what's going on there, but again, getting on the score sheet tonight.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing about tonight, really. There was a lot of, I think, we like to say, Wolves were very professional in our performance. I think there was a lot of 7 out of 10s, but the icing on the cake was Cutrone getting that goal tonight. He took it extremely well. He did get visibly emotional as well after he took it, and he took it really well. And I think that hopefully now that'll just lead onto a bit of a goal scoring run for him now. It's all, you know, goals breed confidence, and with Cutrone, the fans are behind him. Like I said a few weeks ago on the show, I think that he's probably getting unfairly compared to Jimenez and the fact that he took to the Premier League like a duck to water.
Yeah.
But there is a player in there. There's a lot of potential in there, and Nuno and you know, the owners, we haven't got many transfers wrong, so they've obviously seen someone in a player to spend the best part of £20 million on him. So, you know, you've got to keep the faith, and how he took his goal tonight, I'm sure there'll be many more to come.
Yeah, Jordan, I don't want to get carried away and be extremely over the top or anything, but we know everyone took Wolves to their hearts last season, playing the football they do, getting the results they did and getting in Europa League. Brilliant season last year, but it is only December, but I feel that this one is, I don't want to say already better, but you know, because people can go, oh, last season was a fluke, or let's see how they get on, second season syndrome. And we're talking about that unbeaten run in the top flight since 1972, qualifying in the Europa League. This run that they're on at the minute, I think it just proves that it was a fluke. They're a serious outfit, this Wolves side.
Yeah, I think the difference from this season to last season is last season we were beating and taking points off the so-called big six and struggling against some of the lesser teams in the league. Obviously we lost to Huddersfield twice, who come 20th. This year it does feel a bit different. We are taking points and picking up points in games where last season we might have struggled to break teams down. Like I say, I still don't feel like we're at full potential with this team, which is the scary thing about it, being fifth in the league. I think a lot of that might be down to, you know, maybe United, Tottenham and Arsenal aren't performing as their fans would expect, but I think we're proving now that we are a top, well, let alone a top 10 team, a real, you know, top 6, top 7 team, and it was no fluke last season. And, you know, take Leicester out of the equation, who are obviously punching above the weight also, you know, Wolves could be, we could see ourselves in fourth place, really. But you've got to give credit to obviously Leicester doing what they're doing. It's just one of those seasons. So I think, yeah, as a team, you've got to be happy with fifth place. You've got to sort of pinch yourself that this is real and this is happening, and let the good times roll.
Yeah, because you mentioned Leicester, and maybe they're getting all the plaudits at the minute for the run that they're on. 7 successive wins, brilliant form. Liverpool, we know the form they're in. But you take out those two, the next best team in the form guide, it is Wolves.
Yeah, and like I say, I think that how well Leicester are doing, and credit to them, I think Rodgers got them playing really attractive, exciting football like he did at Liverpool when he was there. That's what's helping us go under the radar. Like I say, I think that a lot, even tonight, sort of the pundits that are commentating on the game on Amazon Prime are saying, oh, you know, Wolves had a sluggish start to the season and stuff. And yeah, that's fair enough, but I don't think we're getting anywhere near the amount of credit we should be getting over the last 10 games. Like I say, yeah. if you add all competitions in, I think it's one defeat in 16, and that was to Aston Villa in the Carabao Cup, where we were playing essentially an under-23s team. Yeah, I mean, the run that we're on at the moment is fantastic. And like I say, hopefully we can take that into next, you know, the weekend against Brighton as well.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, you're talking about credit and sort of maybe Wolves aren't getting that and they're going under the radar. Someone that is getting the credit is obviously the manager, Nuno. He's been heavily linked with that Arsenal job. I spoke to Rye last week about it and he was saying he can't see it. There's a long-term goal here, you know, a project is being built, the vision is here. Why would he go? Obviously, wins like this and unbeaten streaks like this, the question still lingers because Arsenal haven't made that appointment. What have you made of all the noise that's coming out from that?
I think I said it on a show probably about 2 months ago, and I got a bit of stick from a few Wolves fans saying, well, why would Nuno leave? It's not about Nuno leaving. I think that the job he's done with Wolves is fantastic, and he's going to get linked to these jobs, you know, similar jobs, bigger jobs. At the moment, how I see it, though, and again, this might cause a bit of stick from some Arsenal fans, is that I don't really think that you could argue that Wolves are a better team than Arsenal right now. I'm not saying as the size of the club or anything like that, but as a project right now, as a club, as a direction, you know, Arsenal owners and the fans, they're all a bit disillusioned. Like, I don't understand why he'd want to leave Wolves for Arsenal at this moment in time. I'm not naive enough to think that Nuno is going to get offered big jobs in the future and something might come along that, you know, he says, yeah, I want to go for that. And I don't think any Wolves fans would begrudge him if he went to a big team. But as it currently stands right now, if he left for Arsenal, I just don't see it at the minute. I think that Arsenal are a big club, but I don't think they're necessarily a big team right now.
Yeah,
and I think that's you look at the Arsenal 11 and the Wolves 11. I don't think you take that many out of that Arsenal 11 and put them into a Wolves 11 right now.
Yeah, no, Jordan, I agree. I understand what you mean, where there is two differences in the big team and the big club. You know, it's interesting. We know of Wolves' aim and expectations last season, first season in that Premier League, wanting to stay up, not just there to survive and make up the numbers, and obviously look at the season they had, but we knew that was the aim. This year, it's completely different. Obviously, you've got the Europa League. You want to continue that brilliant Premier League form, but you're going well in both. Is there sort of, not a pinch from yourself moment here, look at where we are in December. We're going so strong. I didn't think we'd be doing well on both fronts, because, you know, it happens to all teams. One form on one front does kind of suffer, but you're just going well. What is the realistic aim here? You know, continue this Premier League unbeaten run, or just see how deep we can go in this Europa League?
I think if you ask most Wolves fans at the start of the season, myself included, I wanted to get out of the Europa League group and get a top 10 finish, and I think a lot of Wolves fans would have settled for that. How the league's going now and how we've gone in the Europa League, I think we could go deeper in the competition than probably, you know, just getting out of the group and make a real dent in that. In terms of the Premier League, I think we have been helped a little bit by the Tottenham, Man United and Arsenal's form as such. But I think top 7, if you ask me now, I think top 7's an absolute minimum. I know Chelsea end up winning tonight, but we're not even a million miles away from top 4. And I know that sounds absolutely silly for me to say right now in December as a Wolves fan. But if you look at the teams that are in the league at the moment, I only think on paper right now there's Liverpool, Man City that are better than us. And then I think that Leicester are on a fantastic run. You know, if Wolves were playing Chelsea, United, Arsenal, Tottenham this weekend, I'd have every confidence that we'd go and get 3 points out of it.
Well, absolutely. You look at the teams that are in and around you. City have lost 3 games. Chelsea have lost 4. Wolves have lost 2. Both less than them. Obviously, a massive amount of draws in those 15 games. But the last 3 out of 4 have been wins. Have they turned that corner? Because, you know, we know how difficult Wolves are to beat and break down. But if they can turn those draws, and they seem to be kind of turning that corner, Jordan.
Yeah, and I think the big point of that was switching from the 3-5-2 to the 3-4-3. It's been a little, like I say, we did have a slowish start to the season, and I think that watching a few of the games at the start of the season, we were lacking that bit of creativity and that bit of spark, I think. Changing to the 3-4-3, though, has allowed us to push Traore up the field a bit, get Jota in there with Jimenez as well. And I think that's why the bit of upturn in terms of the results and slightly the more attacking performances have happened as well. Switches at 3-4-3 has given us a lot more variety and options in how we can, you know, play and move forward. So I think that long may it continue. I think that, you know, with where we are in the league, I think that Fosen will have a look at it and go, actually, with a bit of investment here, we've got a real chance here of actually making a dent and possibly, and again, I say it very lightly, possibly getting that fourth spot.
Yeah, I think you're in with a chance. You're only 6 points off. If you've got teams that like Man United, Tottenham on 20, 3 behind Wolves, United 2 behind, and Arsenal, you know, we mentioned them, they're currently 4 behind. If they're saying that they can do it, you know, you need the form to do it. Wolves have that form. Why not Wolves? We do a Leicester show. We're saying, why not Leicester for that title? Why not Wolves for the top 4? Maybe, you know, the old guard is changing. The face of the Premier League is changing. We've seen that in the last couple of seasons, Jordan. In that big news, we mentioned those big clubs. It was the FA Cup third round draw this week. Wolves drawn against Man United. What did you make of that one?
Just had a laugh, to be honest with you. It was funny just to have a look at Man United's Twitter feed and just see all these fans put in crying emojis. That's just out. I mean, it's just silly to think that Man United of all teams are scared to come to Molineux. And, you know, I'm sure bookmakers, if you're pricing that up now, would probably have us marginally favourites as well for that tie. I think that it's obviously a great tie, and I'm hoping that we get that game under the floodlights at Molineux, if that's the Friday night or the Saturday night, and get Molineux bouncing. And we can make a real difference there with the fans of it all. I'm sure it'd be a great game and a great spectacle, as they normally are when we play United, and, you know, may the best team win, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, though, no easy games at Molineux. We know how important the FA Cup is to the fans, but how important do you reckon is it to Wolves at the minute? And I mean that in the sense of, obviously, you are going well in the Premier League. You've got the Europa League. Where does the FA Cup fall in that priority? Because don't get me wrong, Wolves fans would still love a cup run and an FA Cup to add. But where does it fall for you, and where do you think it falls for Nuno and the staff?
Well, after last season with the semi-final defeat, I think that Wolves fans have got a real sort of... Well, I feel that we felt that was our chance last season to make the final, really. And, you know, being 2-0, we should have made that final, no question about it. I think with how we're going this year in the Europa League and the Premier League, you'd probably say it's third priority. And that's real, you know, again, it's a real pinch me moment because it's like we just... Yeah, we don't matter. It doesn't matter about the FA Cup when really you'd want that cup run. And I'm not saying I don't want that cup run, but come after, you know, after January and February when those Europa League knockout games start as well, you can get a real fixture pile up. And it's no secret we've got a slightly smaller squad than the average team in the Premier League. But again, I think that we've competed on all three fronts. I think that Fosen and Nuno probably have to look at strengthening that squad and probably bringing a few more players in. So, yeah, like I say, for now it's third priority. I mean, if we get through the United game, who knows where we can go with it.
Yeah, could absolutely change. Nuno, not the biggest fan of rotating. He might have to around these winter months because the games do come thick and fast. And we're going to look to Wolves' next one because it is Brighton to see if they can continue this brilliant unbeaten run, which is their best since 1972.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, still joined by the brilliant Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. We were just talking about Wolves' fantastic unbeaten run, their best since 1972, going great guns in the Premier League and in the Europa League. It just gets better for them in a minute. Delighted that Jordan is still with us. Jordan, we now turn our attentions to the game against Brighton on the weekend. And actually, in a way, that could play into Wolves' hand. They've got a tough game tomorrow night away at Arsenal, but also, they play tomorrow night, so Wolves have that extra day.
Yeah, I think it could be a big advantage actually come Sunday. So I am hoping, I know I've just sort of been undermining Arsenal as a team before the break, but I hope they're running ragged tomorrow, if I'm honest with you. Historically against Brighton, we don't do very well against them, if I'm honest with you. Anytime we played them in the Premier League in nearer history and the Championship before that, they've always sort of had our number. So you ask any Wolves fans who've been down to Brighton away in the past, we tend to come away with nothing. So in terms of it looks a favourable fixture on paper, but like I say, we do tend to struggle down there. They're a half-decent team. They've got players who can hurt you going forward. 1-11, Wolves should be coming out and winning that game comfortably, if I'm being completely honest with you. But it's always tricky going down there, and as a Wolves fan, I've experienced it many times in the past. So, if you offered me a scrappy 1-0 win now, I'd absolutely bite your hand off.
I'll take 38 scrappy 1-0 wins if that's how my team were going to play. So it's the points that matter, Jordan. Obviously, Brighton on that 3-game losing streak, we obviously, depending on tomorrow's result, could be 4, or they could have halted it and get a result at Arsenal. But Does that play into Wolves' hand when you're on this unbeaten run? Do you want to play a team that don't have the best of confidence, or you think their luck's got to change sooner rather than later? And it's tricky because Brighton, yes, are down in the bottom of the league, but you mentioned it, got a good history against Wolves, and they do try to play football, don't they?
Yeah, and like I say, they're always a team that, since they've been up in the Premier League, they do tend to get their results when they need them as well, which sort of scares me a little bit, because I think they're due a win. And with us coming up, coming down there, should I say, come Sunday, like I say, history would tell you that they do win their fair share against us. I think, like I say, they are they're a decent team. When you're on these runs where, you've lost three in a, you're on a big losing run, you can sort of batten the hatches down and sort of play with himself. So confidence-wise, hopefully we're playing them at the right time, but it could also work in a bit of a negative for Wolves with how we like to play away from home. We like to sort of counter-attack teams and sort of sitting behind the ball and use our pace to our advantage. But if Brighton aren't bringing the game to us, that could sort of impact, I guess, the usual game plan away from home. So, yeah, I think it's going to be quite an interesting game Sunday, and definitely more difficult than probably what the form book would say.
Jordan, in your opinion, do you think Wolves are better when teams come at you or they try to sit deep? And that goes for the Brighton game on the weekend, and also you was at the game tonight. What did West Ham try to do?
We're definitely better as a team when we're playing on the counter-attack, for me. We've got a lot of pace in the wide areas, and we like to counter-attack teams and really, you know, kill teams off. As soon as, you know, our record, I think, is phenomenal since we've been back in the Premier League. It's when Wolves go ahead in games, we very rarely give it away. In terms of West Ham tonight, to be honest with you, Charlie, they did nothing. We were in second gear for a lot of the game. We did control it from start to finish. Getting an early goal helped, but other than Patricio making a good save in the first half from like a 30-yard shot, I thought West Ham were really poor tonight. And yes, we've won and it was 2-0 and, you know, come away thinking, you know, we really controlled and bossed that game. We didn't really have to do much to get the 3 points, which was after Saturday's result at Stamford Bridge for West Ham. I'm sure the West Ham fan show next week will be a different atmosphere than what it was last night.
Yeah, mate, I'll do it every week. Trust me, it'll be vastly different. You should have seen them. They couldn't get a win in six and it felt like the world had ended. They beat Chelsea and it was like, you know, Mr. Big Shot was in town, but they didn't beat Wolves. And that's interesting because, you know, I watch Wolves because we do the Wolves fan show, you know, every week of the season, Jordan. And it just feels like, to me, the thing that I think is more of a statement from Wolves is that when they aren't getting out of second gear, they're still winning. And that's what you want. It just feels like a very, very, and it goes for tonight's game, just a professional performance.
Yeah, and especially with the, you know, the amount of games that we've played since the start of the season. Tonight was probably the most comfortable game of the season for us. If I'm being, you know, we took an early lead and we really just controlled the game. Like, you know, if we'd have won it 3-4-5, it wouldn't have been a shock to anyone. But I think if we'd have actually put our foot down and gone on the front foot a bit more, we could have quite easily won that 3-4-5. You know, when you're 1-0 up and, you know, a 1-0 lead is always quite a dangerous lead in the fact of you don't, you know, if you sit back and someone gets a goal, then completely change the whole complexion of an outlook of the performance. So, yeah, even at 1-0, West Ham didn't create anything. Never felt on the edge of the seat, never felt like they were getting back into the game. And I think that's credit to the team and in the way that, you know, we all, you know, the team did fight and held our shape very well. And with Cotroni coming on and getting that second goal, yeah, there was a bit of a relief, I guess, around the ground that we finally got the second goal. But we were never really troubled tonight. And I think that's testament to the players, really, with the games we've got and the amount of games we've had and got coming up, that you can actually take your foot off the gas and still win a game quite comfortably. So, yeah, credit to them.
Yeah, absolutely, credit to them. A player that I've been really enjoying at the minute, I'll get to speak to you about it right back. I just love watching him on the weekend, and there's so many Wolves players that we could really pick out. But Traore, just, I think the last few weeks, he just hit that purple patch. How was the big man tonight?
Yeah, he was, you know, he was very good again. Last season, I did bring this point up a few shows ago with yourself, but he came in quite late last summer in terms of to the squad. He came with a shoulder injury. Never really had he didn't have a pre-season with us. And he blew hot and cold for a lot of the season. And he was frustrating at times. And you could tell that there was a play there. But you can also see why he hasn't been at a big club or, you know, hasn't really fulfilled his potential. But I wanted to give him time in the summer. And I thought that with Nuno having a summer and a pre-season with him, that you will actually see how good this guy is. And to be honest with you, he's just a different player from last season and anything I've ever seen in terms of from him in the past. So all of a sudden, he's like he's developed a footballing brain as well as all this pace and power. Yeah, he's just so exciting to watch. And as soon as he gets the ball, the opposition just don't know what to do with him. If you get tight to him, he's just going to roll with you and spin you and get away from you. If you stand off him, he's just going to dribble, knock the ball past you and go around him. Like, you know, we've got a WhatsApp group with the Fancast lads, and every week he just seems to be getting better. And I think that he's actually fulfilling his potential now that has been clear for people to see in the past. And, you know, you don't start off at Barcelona and stay there if you've got no potential. And in today's market, he literally could be worth anything if he carries on the way he's going till the end of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I love him. For me, he's almost, if this is possible, he's becoming the heartbeat of the team. That's what it feels like to me. You know, he's the key core to that side. Well, it is Brighton. It's a bit of a difficult one, Jordan, to get a score prediction because we haven't seen Brighton in action tomorrow night. But what is your score prediction for the weekend?
Honestly, I think if you're asking me now and being a bit of a pessimist with the Brighton fixture, I think a 1-1 draw is probably what we're going to see this week. And I don't like saying we're going to draw on here, but yeah, I think a 1-1 draw would be, you know, it's not a bad point down there. I do think that if we turn up and play to our full potential, I think we could come away with 3 points quite easily there. I can see how we can win the game. But I've just got a bit of a good feeling this weekend that we might just get a point. And again, I wouldn't be too disheartened with that either.
Yeah, it'll be another draw, but who cares? When you're on an unbeaten run, the best one since 1972, if they continue, it doesn't matter whether it's wins or draws. Jordan, I don't know genuinely where the time goes. Talking to you is always a pleasure and it goes too quickly. I look forward to doing the Wolves fan show with you. Please, everyone, check out the Wolves Fancast and Jordan Russell. They are in flying form at the minute, Wolves. They go from strength to strength, beating West Ham tonight 2-0. They've got Brighton on the weekend. How will they fare? Well, either way, we will be here again, as we are every Wednesday on the Wolves Fan Show.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.